shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another show. It's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. And as I said before, 55, your lucky number. And, you know, usually at this point of the show, I'm thinking, what can I have for dinner later? Because just to let you know, we actually record this show usually in the middle of the week. And my dinner time normally is around midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm thinking, what can I have? Yes. At this hour, actually, there's not really not much open in this area, so I have to head to another part of town. Anyway, I'm just babbling for the sake of babbling. That's all I can say. It's nice to have you with us. We have quite a number of things to get to today. We have a small tribute on today's show coming up to Canadian comedian Roger Abbott, who for 29 years was on television and radio as one of the stars and writers of the Royal Canadian Air Force. He passed away on March 26th, and we're going to bring you a small little tribute to him. But first, let's kick off with another Canadian. Her name is Céline Dion. This is an album called The French Album. Yes, it's appropriate, The French Album. And of course, she's singing in French. The songs are all by the French composer Jean-Jacques Goldman. It was recorded in France. Here's Céline Dion and Destin here on the International Happy Station.
Je vais les frontières. Je sens, j'écoute et j'apprends, je vois.
the wonderful Céline Dion with Destin from the album called The French Album that was produced by Jean-Jacques Goldman and also had the songs composed by Jean-Jacques Goldman. You're listening to the International Happy Station, heard right here on PCJ and through a number of our partner stations around the world, stations like World FM in New Zealand, Radio Impala in Australia, Radio Sonora in New Zealand. Let me see, where else? KBCT in Texas. KDX, World Round Radio in Belleville, Illinois. They're not ill in Illinois. Yeah? Is it a joke? Not funny. Okay. All right. Anyway, there's actually a question that somebody sent us recently. Joshua wanted to ask. He said, you know, on the weekends, I've gone to tune in to PCJ stream, but haven't been able to do so. Are you still doing it? Actually, we are and we're not. And I'll tell you what we have been doing. Stations that relay our programming live still get the live feed. Now, we had been experiencing a few problems with the live feed because, let's say, the stations are receiving the feed and then listeners come on and then we've had some little technical issues. So right now, the feed that we actually have in place is only for stations that are relaying our programs live on the weekend. We have another server which is up and running. Actually, we had it up and running last weekend that we're doing some tests with. So there'll actually be two streams with the same program, one for partner stations and the second one for listeners that log on to our website, pcjmedia.com. And we're going to be running at 128K, and we're also going to be doing a test with it this weekend. So do check it out and let us know how the audio quality is at your end. Okay, time for a little bit more music, and then we'll get to our tribute to Canadian comedian Roger Abbott, who passed away at the age of 64 on March 26th. But first, here's Paul Simon with Me and Julio down by the schoolyard here on the International Happy Station.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Me me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Now, like I said a moment ago, Julio. Don't ask me where that came from. Paul Simon here on the program. On March 26th, Canadian comedian Roger Abbott passed away at the age of 64 after a 14-year battle with leukemia. Now, Roger Abbott was a member of one of the most beloved Canadian comedy troupes called the Royal Canadian Air Force that was on radio and television for 29 years, starting back in the 1970s. Many listeners around the world were familiar with the Royal Canadian Air Force because when the show was on radio, CBC radio that is, before it went to television, they were broadcast by Radio Canada International. They have a number of fans in the United Kingdom, Australia, the United States, and even some local national public radio stations in the U.S. carry the Royal Canadian Air Force, as well as some public television stations that carried the TV series that they did for a number of years later. The show was pure satire, and it was, of course, very Canadian and made a lot of Canadian references, but anybody who enjoyed, let's say, British humor would also enjoy it as well. So this is going to be our little tribute to the Royal Canadian Air Force, but more particular, Roger Abbott. Now, Roger Abbott, along with Don Ferguson, Lou Bagoy, Dave Broadfoot, was well known for playing some outrageous characters. Characters based on real people. Characters like, well, former Canadian prime ministers. Yes, we're going to take a listen now to a sketch. It's a satire of the Larry King show. Don Ferguson is playing Larry King. Roger Abbott is playing a former Canadian prime minister by the name of Jean Chrétien. And it's about whether or not there are terrorists in Canada.
Hello, already. Is Canada a haven for terrorists? That's the question we asked the Prime Minister of Canada, John Creighton. He joins me now live. Prime Minister. Prime Minister?
How is it going, Larry?
For a moment there, Prime Minister, I thought you were lost.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Prime Minister, level with me. Canada, is it a terrorist haven?
Larry, there is no queer or present danger. The closest like that we ask to terrorists in Canada is the cable company.
What about the allegations?
Oh, there are no alligators in Canada.
Are there any terrorists in Canada?
I do not see any. Do you see any terrorists? Terrorists, come out, wherever you is. Look, Larrys, there are no terrorists.
Are you and President Bush on the same page when it comes to fighting your enemies?
Well, you know, President Bush has enormous military to fight his enemy. Me, I have to personally choke my opponents one at a time.
Prime Minister, would you say underestimating the fanatical element is tactically a fundamental miscalculation?
Okay.
Prime Minister, the U.S. is sending millions of dollars in aid to Pakistan and Afghanistan. What is Canada sending?
Something's much better, like we send 3,000 of these roots out.
This guy is the Prime Minister of Canada. I meant, will Canada send more troops?
There is. Canada have many troops around the world. We have peacekeepers in Jordan, and over there is in Yugoslavia. We have our fleet of CF-18 jet to fly any kind of Big Mac attack necessary. They are ready. Most of the wing has been glued back on.
So will Canada send more troops?
Yeah, a couple.
Thanks for clearing things up for me, Prime Minister.
Was it good for you, too?
You're sure he's the Prime Minister of Canada.
And that was the Royal Canadian Air Force spoof of the Larry King show that used to air on CNN, featuring Don Ferguson as Larry King and Roger Abbott as former Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien. Now, the Royal Canadian Air Farce aired on CBC Radio from 1973 to 1997, and then they began a TV run. They had a few TV specials in 1980, and then they came back in 1997 and continued doing it right until December 31st, 2008. Just a few days after their final TV special, which aired on December 31st, 2008, Roger Abbott was invited on the CBC radio program Q to talk about the series and about the contribution that it made to comedy.
One of the founding members, Roger Abbott. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Jaron.
You've had a weekend to marinate, to process your last taping. How are you feeling today, Roger?
Well, we're still editing the show, actually, so the work continues. It's not over until the show is on time and handed over to the network, and then we'll start relaxing. Friday night was pretty heady, saying goodbye to the studio audience that was gathered there for the last time, and mostly, I don't think we've been feeling too sentimental about the end of the run because it's the old business of we're so busy doing a show.
You don't have time.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I think we'll feel it much more in January, say when Canada's Parliament reopens and Obama is inaugurated in the United States, and we wake up one morning and think of a really good joke that we'd like to get in that week's show and then realize we don't have that week's show.
Well, I find it hard to believe that you guys aren't going to find some sort of outlet to be part of it, but we'll get to that. Let me take me back first. When you sat down to write those shows in the beginning, Roger, what kind of reaction were you hoping to get?
It was very different back then because we, you know, you alluded to it as boomer comedy, and certainly for Don and Luba and I, that was the case. We were a bit of a two-generation group. Dave Broadfoot and John Morgan were older, but when we started out, Luba, Don, and I were all in our 20s, and we thought we had a different angle on a few things. As you also very accurately said, lowbrow and highbrow back-to-back. We wanted to be a bit literate, but also no good toilet joke was ever avoided if right. It presented itself. And I think what we were hoping was to reach an audience who felt the same way about life and culture as we did. We'd been doing improvisational comedy on stage and thought that we could take that to a national audience. And you know how rewarding it is when you think, gee, we can do something that I bet people would like. And somebody, in this case, Ron Soloway, who was the producer at CBC Radio right. at the time, unlocked the door and said, yeah, I think you probably can reach an audience. And we went on the air and did.
How much was radio the appropriate or the educational training ground for writing your comedy chops, Roger?
It was a terrific training ground for us because it allowed us to find out what makes real people laugh out loud. And we were able to tour around the country with it. So we performed on stages in theaters in every province and territory of Canada, from the small towns to the major cities. And you know, you learn things that Canadians, we all do agree on certain things. We can, whichever part of the country we're in, we can all laugh at the same thing. We also discovered that there's regional humor. When we were in Western Canada, some good Toronto knocks always worked extremely well.
But it has to be literate humor on radio. I don't mean highbrow necessarily.
No, no.
In a sense that you can't do a visual gag the way you might have done for the last couple of decades.
That's right. But the terrific thing was the radio audience created their own visuals. We would do characters with voices and sound effects. I remember a thing Don and I wrote and Pierre Trudeau was prime minister at the time. We did a morning in the life of Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and he'd wake up in the morning and Don would do a Trudeau-esque yawn, and then he steps out of bed, and then first order of the morning, and then the sound of a stream of water pouring into another bowl of water. The audience knew exactly what we had in mind. Then we say, with a refreshing pot of tea.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Jean Chrétien characters, these were among your favorites. So what was so satisfying about lampooning those two, Roger?
Well, you know, they were the guys in charge. They were nationally known figures. One of the challenges we always had in and continue to have, I guess, in Canada is we wanted to be a comedy show about Canadian situations and Canadian personalities and the Canadian experience, because so much Canadian culture came in from the U.S. We thought we wanted to carve out Canadian territory, and our celebrities really are politicians. Hockey players, and you know, we have more celebrities now, but in those days there was less Canadian television and less Canadian music around. So the politicians were our natural celebs. They were either loved or hated equally coast to coast. And Trudeau had this, well, in fact, both of those characters, again, perfect radio characters. They had distinctive voices and attitudes. And Don could, you know, we could have the sound effect of a door opening and Don sort of doing an oral shrug. And the audience knew immediately that Pierre Trudeau was in the room. Again, it was, you know, it was kind of theater of the mind on radio. That's the great thing that radio does so well.
Now, besides the comedy, I'm curious how much, I mean, you predated 22 Minutes in the Mercer Report, and I know you're saying you did this week to week, and you were just thinking about the jokes, these are the kind of programs that, along with yours, address and sometimes help define the national agenda. How much of an imperative was that for you?
Well, I don't know that we wanted to address the national agenda, but we've always been, I think, cultural nationalists. I don't think we thought of ourselves as that, but when we came out of university and got working, one of the things that appealed to us when we got involved with this comedy show was we didn't want to do Bob Hope jokes. We didn't want to do the mayor of Burbank jokes or Sock It to Me. We wanted to reflect where we lived, because we thought there was a great mine of humor to be mined in Canada that wasn't being done. Again, you know, it wasn't a political movement or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just, this seemed like fun to do, and we're aware of our country, and we'd like to do things about it the same way that CBC Radio does, mm-hmm. and music does. But as we got into doing it on radio, and you know, you tailor what you're doing to your audience, and CBC Radio has always been a very intelligent audience, news aware, appeal to that kind of audience, mm-hmm. who understood Canada and liked it. And we thought we could do that on television too. And I think to some extent we were kind of bored with seeing what was on television at the time. And you know, there's so much to laugh about in Canada. And yet the networks would, any Canadian shows that they were making, they tried to make them as un-Canadian as they possibly could.
Was the Canadianness the secret? I mean, you guys, not unlike, you've outlived most comedy shows, especially in television. I'm thinking about one of the other ones that lasted as long. It's Saturday Night Live. And almost every year with SNL, people say, oh, they've lost it. It's not fresh anymore. And every year it comes back and does well, as it did this year. You guys are leaving with your ratings high. I mean, you are leaving on a high. What was the, if you can look back 2 days after your final taping, but what was the secret?
The main thing was to have fun, enjoy it, share that joy with the audience, have a rapport with our audience.
I don't have time to try and seduce you and bring you to tears in a maudlin way with the end of your...
I'll tell you, it won't be difficult.
I should have started earlier then. I guess, how about this? What about a return to radio?
My guess is that train has left. We were part of a new CBC in the early 70s, and now... you and a whole bunch of other shows on Radio 1 and Radio 2 are part of the new CBC for the 2000s, and it's doing gangbusters, and you don't need us.
I think there'd be room for air fire.
You know what you haven't mentioned is you were on our first Air Farce New Year's Eve show 16 years ago.
What I haven't mentioned is you guys gave us our start. We ended up being regulars on Morningside with Peter Zosky, but we were actually one of our first gigs was you guys giving us that chance, and I very much appreciate it.
Because you were a great Canadian group. Same with Bare Naked Ladies doing our theme.
Don Ferguson, thank you very much.
Great pleasure, Sheehan.
Comedian Roger Abbott speaking on CBC Radio just a few days after they did their last TV special in 2008. Now, we're going to have another sketch from the Royal Canadian Air Farce. This is one of my particular favorites. Now, the original lineup for the troupe was Roger Abbott, Martin Bronstein, Don Ferguson, Lou Bagoy, John Morgan, and Dave Broadfoot. Dave Broadfoot retired from the group in 1988, and John Morgan retired from the group in 2001. This is a sketch that features John Morgan and Roger Abbott. Now, how many of you remember those infomercials that I think maybe still run today, where they're either like half an hour or 15 minutes, and they're trying to promote, let's say, something like, you know, Nickelback Records brings you the best of Bach. Yes, you can own the 12-part CD series featuring all the classic works of Johann Sebastian Bach. Well, it's a parody on that. It's a satire of that. But imagine doing that with Leonard Cohen. You know Leonard Cohen. The man who sings with great emotion. Yes. John Morgan, Roger Abbott, and Leonard Cohen.
Hello, music lovers. Carstairs Carruthers here for Classics. The people that brought you the hit recording Bare Naked Ladies in Guelph. Now we have another exciting offer in honor of the Juno Awards. What better way to celebrate than with Canada's singing poet laureate, Leonard Cohen, doing what he does best, brooding. Yes, it's Leonard Cohen sings depressing songs for a cold, dark, and dreary night. Yes, it's the same sad singer whose dark side we've grown to love and admire. Order now and get this soon-to-be classic, Afternoon Tea. Tune. But there's more. You also get this toe-tapping favorite.
It's cold and it's dark. I'm lost in the shadowy fog. The footsteps in the storm drain echo that you're leaving. My soul has gone blind. Let's celebrate.
Yes, it's Leonard's The Party Song. Now, doesn't it make you want to jump up and dance? This wonderful collection of songs will liven up any wake. Order now, you'll also get Leonard's touching tribute to a close relative. Says Canada more than depressing songs for a cold, dark, dreary night. It's a must for any Leonard Cohen fan or those of you who enjoy the recreational use of Valium. But it's not all introspection for the Juno Award winner. He also celebrates the joy of life.
A mother, a child, the flower, the sunshine. I hate them, 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 I hate them. A knowing smile, a soft caress, a warm embrace, a lasting kiss. I hate them, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them.
I'm beginning to know how he feels. Leonard Cohen, Canada's answer to Edgar Allan Poe. Order today and spend hours listening to the deep, introspective songs that sum up his life and enormous talent.
This new song is so depressing. I can't believe I'm singing it. The lyrics and the melody are downers to the nth degree. I can't believe I'm singing it. An empty void of black despair is my friend. I can't believe I'm singing this. I can't believe I'm singing this.
No, I certainly can't believe he's singing it either. So order Leonard Cohen's depressing songs for a cold, dark, dreary night today. It's only from Classics, where quality is more than a word. It's also a rumor.
Do you believe I'm singing this?
And that was our little tribute to Roger Abbott, who passed away at the age of 64 from leukemia on March 26th. You can actually find out more on the Royal Canadian Air Farce by going to their website, which is very simply www.airfarce.com. That's www.airfarce.com. And there's video and all kinds of other things there. And if you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. The link for the Royal Canadian Air Farce will be on the website for PCJ's show, for this week's show, that is. All right. Time now for more music. Not too long ago, we received an email from a listener of ours in the United Kingdom, whose name is Michael LaPointe. And he's a big fan of unusual recordings, and he loves collecting clips of old pirate radio and stuff. And he asked me, he said, have you ever heard of Joe Meek? Can you play something from the Joe Meek Studios? Have I heard of Joe Meek? Have I heard of Joe Meek? No, I haven't. No, I'm kidding. Of course I've heard of Joe Meek. What kind of person do you think I am? You know, Joe Meek was, if not, probably the most original record producer in the 1960s in Britain. A number of his songs were deemed unplayable by the BBC, but pirate radio loved his material. He had singers like Peter Jay, Pamela Blue, John Leighton, who was an actor, the Tornadoes, you know, Telstar, and many, many others. Oh, Mike Berry. You may remember Mike Berry. Well, our American listeners may remember Mike Berry because he was in the last few seasons of the British comedy program Are You Being Served? He played Mr. Spooner. He also produced The Honeycombs. Now, what is fascinating about these recordings that he made, they were not made in a, quote, traditional studio. No, they were actually made in his apartment where he lived. He would have musicians in the staircase, in the bathroom, in the hallways, in the kitchen, orchestras even, scattered throughout the apartment, wires going everywhere, but he did create a very, very unique sound. We're going to take a listen to one of them right now, and I'm kind of wondering what that recording session must have been like. Her name is Glenda Collins. It's a name that many of you will probably not know. She only had two singles, only recorded two singles. And both of them didn't do too well. They were in the top 100, but they never went to number one or anything like that. Anyway, we're going to take a listen to one called Something I've Got to Tell You. Now, just picture it, a tiny little apartment with a full orchestra everywhere, with strings and brass and kennel drums and everything else in the kitchen, the bathroom, the hallway, the living room, the bedroom, probably the ceiling in the little nicks and crannies and everywhere, and they still came up with this sound. Glenda Collins and Something I've Got to Tell You here on the International Happy Station.
There's something I've got to tell you, baby.
The Sweet Sixteens, and before that, we heard Glenda Collins with Something I've Gotta Tell You here on the International Happy Station. And if you've got something to tell us, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And of course, do check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. And you can download this and all past editions of the program, as well as checking out other programs from PCJ. I want to say hello right now to Daryl Massey, who lives in, well, who used to live in Concord, Virginia. He's now living in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's working as a meteorologist at the National Weather Service. He actually first started tuning into the show in the 1970s. So hello to Daryl, and we're going to have Daryl on the show very soon. Hopefully next week, Daryl, that, you know, we can arrange the time and have you on the show. Okay, time now for more music. We got a lot of requests, actually, people saying they enjoy the music that we play from Southeast Asia, you know, Korea, Japan, Indonesia, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to have another singer who is one of my favorites from Japan. I interviewed her. When did I interview her? In 2001, I interviewed her. She's a fantastic woman. Her name is Utada Hikaru. Here she is with Can You Keep a Secret on the International Happy Station.
Good day, Luang.
the fantastic Utada Hikaru from Japan with Can You Keep a Secret? All right, keeping secrets. Huh. There's nothing that I like to tell more than a good secret. Oh, boy. Okay, we have now a request going out to a listener of ours in the United States. He lives in the state of New York, and his name is Paul Jack. And he wants to hear something from The Who. And he said, do you ever play The Who on your show? Actually, no, I think this is the first time that we've played them. But you wanted to hear one of their old hits. And actually, I think it was appropriate that you chose this song because it's called I Can See for Miles. And as the old motto used to be here on the Happy Station, your Sunday family show of smiles across the miles. Here's The Who and I Can See for Miles.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too, you're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. For miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, nice to see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and 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 miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
The Who and I Can See for Miles on your weekly family show of Smiles Across the Miles, the International happy station. Well, actually, we've come to the end of this week's show. It's been a lot of fun to have you with me. Before we go, I want to say hello to our good friend, Noble West, in Clinton, Tennessee, USA, for reappearing after a very worrying period of him disappearing. So, Noble, it's very nice to see that you're alive and well and that you are back. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, where it has been very... Well, it was very cold. Yeah, very cold. It went down to like 8 degrees centigrade. Oh, I just broke an elastic. It was 8 degrees centigrade. And then just today when we were recording the show, it went up to 28. And it's going to go down again. And then it's going to go up again. It's been a terrible year, guys, hasn't it been? Oh, absolutely dreadful. Anyway, on behalf of them and Keith Perron here in Taipei, Taiwan, I'm just babbling again. Until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
This is the son of PCJJ.
We would very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.